Let me just pray. We'll jump right in. Lord God, you who started everything, rules everything, leads everything, are here this morning, and we pray that we, Lord God, would just move in what you have for us, Lord God, this morning, through the service, through the day, Lord God. May be aware of your Holy Spirit moving in our lives and in our world. Amen. All right, so first question. How many were able to read at least listen or read at least one of the two messages? Okay, that's helpful. Second question, how many here believe they speak in the gift of tongues? Okay, good. All right, let's just get some feedback from those who got to listen and read the message, just some of the things that hit you. And I'm hoping from this, for those who didn't get to, pick up a little bit of flavor. So just things that stuck out. Fumbi.
Yeah, what ministered to me the most was towards the end, I think, of the second message. He talked about the woman who had a bad experience when they were trying to get her to, you know, be filled with speaking in tongues. For several years later, she was just waiting on the Lord, fasting for something else. And for 4 days, and then the Lord just gave her that gift. And Sam Stone said she wasn't seeking to speak in tongues, she was just seeking God. And that was what really blessed me. That in all of this, God is the one we should be seeking to, and He will give us all the information.
Good. As we seek God, He will meet us. Ron.
The debate of whether or not speaking in tongues is hearing it in your dialect, in your language, versus is it the Holy Spirit allowing you to hear that?
Yes.
And absorbing it as like, I understand what he's saying, but it's not your language, but there was like, which one is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was interesting.
Is it a gift of speaking or is it a gift of hearing?
Yes.
That was fascinating. Others?
I just like the way he addressed many of the questions that people ask. Actually, when Paul says, I wish you all speak in tongues, and then he went to that 1 Corinthians 7 when he said, I wish you were all like me, don't mind. I didn't connect that until I had it from him. Like, you know, if you say, oh, everybody should speak in tongues, not everybody has all the gifts, so why should you be peculiar to tongues? So I think after that was really well addressed, because it's one of the questions that people ask us.
I think it's 14 questions that he goes over in two messages and tries to address, 12, right?
12.
Said, yeah, top 12, the dirty dozen, the hard questions that are always asked about tongues. Others, just ways that hit you or...
This is more of an anecdote, it's not an insight, but it just amazed me how he started speaking in tongues on his own, and then because of his church's organization's stand, he stopped for 20 years. Goodness. Mm.
Yeah. Hit me too. How'd it make you feel?
So, yeah, just, it grieved me, you know? It's like, here he experienced this beautiful thing, and, you know, and then he had to squash it for 20 years.
Yeah.
But praise God, it all came back. Just having to go through that just seems so...
For those who didn't get to hear, very much recommend, especially the first one, because for me, what I'm seeing, he's sending everything, as Maria says, from personal testimony, okay, 1970, okay, he's just seeking God every day, and God meets him, and he has this incredible experience of speaking in tongues, but he's not so much amazed at the speaking in tongues. He's amazed at the experience of God that he experienced, the nearness of God, just the presence of God, the reality of God. And this has just transformed his life. He's so excited. He goes home, and he calls up his friend right away. He says, I gotta talk to you, you know? So they get together, you know, he says, you're not gonna believe what's happened to me. And his friend says, you spoke in tongues. How'd you know that? He says, I just did. And by the way, and right at that point, Sam Storms was a leader in, what was your organization?
Cruise.
Campus Crusade.
Campus Crusade. Okay, Campus Crusade. And his friend just goes, so you realize if you ever do that again, you got to give up your position. Mm. What? They have a position that anybody who speaks in tongues can't be in leadership. Mm. And Sam does go on to say that they've changed since then. Mm. But from that decision, he buries this gift for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And like Maria said, I felt that. Mm-hmm. You've got this, God is near, God is close, God is intimate, you know? Something's wrong here. But I think that's one thing. The other place is because Sam has been around a while, you hear the stories and he knows the battle and the angst that I don't know, because he's been on all sides of the Christian spectrum and he's been very public. And he talks about when he finally did speak in tongues. And actually he talks about, you know, coming into this gift and took a stand, how many people left him, how many places he was speaking at all of a sudden canceled, how many friends. And the one that really got me was a very close friend. Mm-hmm. They were close enough that I think it's his children would be watched in case they died. So you actually wrote that into the will. Yeah. You're speaking in tongues, I actually go and change my will.
Wow.
Yeah. So this guy, so that's the one level, just what's going on in the background, the experiential. The other thing, and I think this is one thing, the reason I went to Sam, is he just goes right to scripture. Mm-hmm. And so on these 12 questions, he's got to just, okay, what does scripture say? And he gives very solid answers, and he's very clear where, okay, this is a yes, and this is a no, and this is a maybe. You know, it's either silent or, you know what, here's the one argument, here's the other argument, and they're both valid, and, you know, I don't know. So I just love that he's very, you've got both this experiential explanation, but you also have intelligent, this is the Bible, these are the words, this is what's happened, and here it is. The other part that got me, I think one that, and I'm still processing this, he starts off right at the beginning of the first message, after welcoming the people back, you know, that you saw what we're going to be speaking on today, and you actually showed up, so I commend your courage, you know. We're going to talk about tongues, and even that statement, like, he's expecting a lot of people just not going to show or want to walk out at that point. I don't come from that framework. But he says we have to keep going back to the point that God thought this would be a good thing to do. God thought that this was going to be really good for the church to give them the gift of tongues. And I'm still chewing on that. I want to mind that. Because, I mean, think about it. You know, I get the new covenant. Jesus dying. We could not keep the law. We could not cover this distance our sin had made between us and the Father. God sets about this plan thousands of years. And it's all pushing to this one event. Jesus dies and he closes that gap and he tells his disciples, wait here until the promise from heaven. Why? Because in the new covenant, it's not just our sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus, but because our sins are forgiven, God can come dwell in us, that we can live out this life. God dwelling in us, that's a new covenant. I will give them a new heart. I will make my abode in them. And so when he ties this in with a manifestation of wind, fire, the Holy Spirit coming in. So this reality of God coming, living within us, that we can now be in fellowship with him and walk in all his ways. What's the big evidence that they have? They're all speaking in tongues. Why that? Like, what's going on there? But that's almost the flag that's raised that is marking this incredible event. And the incredible event, there's no argument for Christians. We all agree there. Thank God he saved me because I could not save myself. Why? What's with all this language stuff? So I haven't processed that. I'm just calling it out. But in this, I do want to rest back that God says there's something good. That this is a gift and it's meant to bless. And all places where it's brought up as far as why we do this, it's for what? It's our encouragement, our edification, our building up. So for those who have an experience and are interested, this is my personal experience, and I want to hear from a couple others the ways that the gift of tongues has affected your life. I'd just love to hear that. But it was only like 2 months from the time I was saved. This is 1976. It was like 2 months later. I hadn't spoken in tongues, and a bunch of us were in the basement. And we were praying. We were praying for the gift of tongues. And someone had this, they believed this gift of when they saw a certain color that the Holy Spirit was present. As they were praying for me, they saw this certain color. I don't know what happened, but there was enough faith that all of a sudden, gift. So it's been, 1976, can't do the math, 40 some years. And for me, this is a regular part of my life. So this is drawing near to God. There's something in just that you feel welling up of closeness, nearness, comfort, as well as what I'm just praying, and I just run out of words, and I run out of words quick. Lord, you're good, you're great, you're mighty, you're Lord, and then you're just kicking in, and you're allowing your soul to just move. And to me, I'm almost thinking, okay, we are living in fleshly, limited bodies, and God has given us a foretaste of the world to come. And Paul says that day we have a new body. And thank God we do. Because you know what? When I try to worship for 3 hours, I can't sing before the throne forever. I can't keep my mind focused on the Bible forever. My physical limitations in relating to God are just so pathetic. You know, I'm going to need a new body to relate to God the way it seems in Revelations you're going to be relating to him. Tongues almost seems to be a foretaste of that. There's something apart from me that moves of its own accord. The Holy Spirit's moving, that is empowering, that is carrying me along my fleshly realm, and I'm connecting with God. And so I grab onto that. So I do think it's a good gift. And I think there's a lot more there that we haven't tapped into. But others, their experience with tongues, good, bad, ugly. Tony.
Yeah, I mean, one example is basically during worship. Worship can be, for me, sometimes one of the biggest warfares I've experienced. Why? Distractions. Corporate worship. Corporate worship. When I get into tongue speaking, it actually helps me refocus. Not just in corporate worship, but privately. Because I've had experiences where staying focused on God, staying focused, you kind of brought up yourself not just a moment ago, reading the word. When I'm speaking in tongues, I actually am able to focus more. Yeah. On him and less on other things. Mm. It doesn't take long, and then to deal with life's distractions. This is one of the quickest ways I've experienced that it brings me back to the focus. Yeah.
So for those who couldn't hear, Tony was just sharing, just even in corporate worship, the distraction that your mind's going through and how tongues just channels them and brings focus. So that focus, not just in corporate worship, but even in reading the word. Shay.
I had an experience in the 90s when I first gave my wife to Christ. And that had a profound profound impact on me. And it wasn't me, but I was in a service, a live service, and there was a preacher preaching. And this guy came forward, you could see he was nervous. It was the days of cassettes. So he went up on stage. And he first of all spoke in tongues. I'm telling you, I felt like it was the tongues of angel, because it was, I can't explain it. When he spoke in tongues, it wasn't your regular tongues. And the whole place just became still. He could feel the presence of God. And he just told the man of God, I have a message for you. I'm a young person, I'm thinking, okay, what's going on here? And he just said, God said, go back to the original message. And that was it.
Wow.
He interpreted the tongues.
Wow.
And what he said actually happened.
Wow.
But for me, it had an impact on when you are speaking in tongues in public and how the interpretation should come forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me know that speaking in tongues is not a language that we conjure or we make up.
Mm.
It's a gift from God.
Mm.
And I've heard of people that they say when they spoke in tongues, people understood what they were saying.
Mm.
They speak in tongues and somebody else can interpret it. I've heard of those experiences. Or they hear their own language and God is talking to them. So I know it's something supernatural.
Yeah.
And that experience stayed with me that this is supernatural. It's not gimmicks, it's not from makeup. It's something that has to actually be from God. And you have to experience it to really understand it. And sometimes I feel like, is that the language you're going to speak in heaven? Because that experience, it's happened in the 90s, and I still, when I think of it, I still get goosebumps, and I still think, wow.
Yeah. So for those who didn't hear, Shay, just an experienced young Christian guy walked on stage speaking in tongues, then giving the interpretation. The experience of actually hearing the tongues just being very profound. Everybody got silence. It seemed like angels were speaking in the room. But to actually hear a very short message, go back to the original word and how that was followed through. So for those who've looked ahead next week, which is our last week, one of the topics in that message is the interpretation of tongues. A couple months ago, I asked Scott Jones if he would join us for that meeting. He said yes. I had to remind him. Scott Jones is the one person I know in our congregation who I actually saw operate in that gift in the past. Someone give a tongue and he'd give the interpretation. Something I haven't seen in a long time, and so it'd just be love to get an update from Scott. But even as you're sharing, like I was, because I haven't seen a lot of that, I'm like, so why not just have prophecy? But as you're sharing, I'm seeing the difference of, wow, to have a tongue and an interpretation, the experience of just God, that being much more in the room. There's something you share and I could say, oh wow, I could see where that could be even more significant as an event. So thanks for sharing. There's something else that you said, Frank.
I know some people who've been speaking in tongues for a period of time, and eventually they got to follow some kind of ministry. They said, I had no idea how I got here. God spoke to me because you believe in tongues like that. He didn't know it. So I got the impression from these people from the Spirit, it's like it's short, but they can follow the car after, not just for sure, but take care of it. It's the same as that. The Lord don't want you to become arrogant in what you do, or when you speak in tongues, it's for His glory only. You're just a vessel. That's it. When you become arrogant, you get in trouble. I believe speaking in tongues is like an assurance to protect us from becoming arrogant in whatever we do. I personally try to speak in tongues. I was trained, taught about it many times, but it never worked. Only time I need a spirit, something like that, is the Holy Spirit lecture, or I'm going crazy a little bit, you know, things wrong with you. I don't know, but anyway, I say Holy Spirit.
Frank, thank you for sharing what you did. That ministered to me. For those who didn't hear, Frank was sharing just the whole place, and that's what I was trying to remember from Shay. Tongues is for our communication with God. It's for prayer. So again, let's go back to, why did God give this to us? What a beautiful picture. He's closed the gap. Why? So now I can talk to my Father. And he's letting me do that. And I like what Frank said, is like, you know what? If it was all my prayer, I could just see pride growing there. And I'm thinking, you know, I could relate to that. There's something very humbling about speaking in tongues, okay? I think it's one of the things that keeps us back, because, you know what? Seems kind of stupid, you know? The kindness of God to give a gift like that, that simultaneously humbles our soul and draws us near to the presence of God. That's a good gift for me. So, great insight, Frank. Thanks. Others, Chip.
Tongues, I came to Christ in 67, came to Covenant Light Church in 77. One of the first meetings, a bunch of people packed into the basement of the Patton's house, Phil Patton's house, and we encountered speaking in tongues in a big way, and it almost kept us from coming back. If it were up to Kathy, we would not have come back. She was spooked out,
yes,
by this frenzy of speaking in tongues at that first meeting at Gathering of Believers. And what caused her to come back was Sophie Tomczak, who was Larry Tomczak's mom, who was so friendly and so dear, you know, it's so bad you're here. And so we subsequently had the experience of God sovereignly doing that. But the initial experience was very messy, very off-putting. Thank you for introducing me to Sam Storm.
Yeah.
Thank you for this series of messages. These two messages on the gift of tongues is the best I've seen in 40 years. That may speak to my limitations, but I was struck by his introduction to the whole topic by describing that his relationship with God at that point had been largely, if not entirely, intellectual. I raised my hand. He went on to say, I had had no tangible awareness of a dimension of reality beyond what I could encounter through the five senses. Let me read that again. I had no tangible awareness of a dimension of reality beyond what I could experience with my five senses. So what does tongues do? It's a means of the God who is beyond my five senses breaking into time and space and physical bodies and human language and introducing himself and inviting me into that conversation. The conclusion after the story that was shared about this lady who had had an off-putting experience, I thought was what he said in conclusion in his seventh point, devote yourself at how to perhaps open myself up to the gift of tongues.
Yes.
Seven, devote yourself to extended periods of praise. Set aside a time and place where you can be alone with the Lord for a few hours of uninterrupted meditation and worship. And whether or not you combine this with fasting is up to you. Put on a worship CD, spend as much time as possible adoring the beauty of Christ and enjoying the joy of being enjoyed by Him, and open your heart and open your mouth and sing forth the love songs He puts within you. What happens next is between you and God. I thought that captured what it goes beyond, you know, just, okay, say these words, open your mouth, you know, say banana backwards. It is getting to the heart of the matter, which is God beyond time and space wanting to invite us into the supernatural, natural experience of encountering Him.
Yes.
So I really, really appreciated the whole tenor of the message of Sam and the content and the biblically rich content. Yeah. And apart from tongues, just the way that he is so intellectually and emotionally engaged with Scripture is a great example of how to interact with the God who puts us. Well, that final thought that really I had never thought about before is the place of language in either drawing us into intimacy and community or putting us out of community. And I hadn't focused before on how God, you know, clearly we know from the Tower of Babel, God used the confusion of languages as judgment. I hadn't focused on how the invasion of a foreign nation that all now the commerce and the government is now taken over by somebody with a foreign tongue is part of God's judgment of alienation, because you have alienated yourself from me, I will alienate myself from your community by bringing in a foreign language to be in charge of all your commerce and economics and so forth, and you will be under a people that you don't understand their language. And what God is doing with the in his reconciliation of all people to himself is he, as the living word, is bringing us into communion with him who is the word, who interprets every word that is to be interpreted. And he gives us this, as you said, this gift of tongues as a foretaste of that amazing bringing us into a place where we now understand even as we are understood.
Amen. That is a great segue into grabbing this time to pray. Faith is in my heart. I'm going to close door. So two different things. Kathy's initial experience, which is why Paul goes in that, you know, in the corporate gathering, this is not where we do tongues, okay? In the Sunday meeting, like everybody speaking out in tongues, you know, people are going to come in and say, you're crazy. Now, this is this great, good thing, and you want it happening. And yet, here in this context, he's saying, listen, there's a reason, there's more. And he goes in, and I thought it was really good that he addressed us. So what about other contexts, you know, where it's just Christians gathering together? You know, you're together with your small group, you're together in a prayer meeting. You know, can you be speaking in tongues altogether? Yes, you know, go for it, do it. And that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to close the door for a little bit of privacy and stuff like that. I want to get some groups, and if there's anybody who says, you know, I've wanted to pray in tongues, you know, as Sam Storm says, as Chip just re-articulated, we'll just gather around, we'll just kind of pray. That's where I was like, Josh, man, if you could brought in the piano, we could have done some worship, great. But we'll just take time in groups. And you know, if you're not speaking in tongues, just kick into praise of however best you can. And for those of you who are from other cultures, please jump into your natural language. I always find it interesting that people who English is their second language, when they come to praying, they want to use their regular language. It's just the knee-jerk response. And I think that's saying something. So the fact that God gives us tongues to pray to him, there's something that's almost more natural than our natural language? I don't know. But let's get a groups.